This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's just got a minute after 35 minutes after 3 o'clock. Yeah, 25 to 4 o'clock. Mabeni ke jobes themisile sinayo Phumeza Hlahla. Phumeza, good afternoon. Welcome to Sunny Rap.
Molweni Phuthi. Ngiyabulela ngoba ninamkele enkobeni namhlanje. Ngimphumeza nje ngumagesh wakwahlahla.
Enkosi ngokuthi ungumagesh because uyazi ba we've never met and ndazitsho umsebenzi wakho lo omhle wenzayo kodwa ke leli gama likamagesh phaa endlini liqhelekile ngoba kudla ngothi akhawufake umagesh uaplowudile phaya ku-YouTube. Yadeya ngathi ndiyakwazi kangoba xa ndiphumeza isoundi ngathi ndibiza wena. Well, thanks. Enkosi kakhulu kwakhona ngosijoyina, siyabulela kakhulu. Mhle umsebenzi owenzayo, mhlawumbi masibuye umva before singene kwizinto ozenzayo. Uphumeza ndithetha ndithetha ngawe ndithetha ngawe ebantwini ndathi wenza umsebenzi omhle obeka umtshato in a very positive light. Uzisa i-relationships zabantu abatshatileyo zibe yinto ebukelekayo, ibe umtshato kumntu ongatshatanga ibe yinto enqwenelekayo. Nomntu mhlawumbi ocinga uba umtshato une-image embi, ndicinga uba xa ibukele iiprogram zakho iye itshintshe incingane. Wenza iprogram on YouTube ebizwa Love in Marriage. Intoni le inspirishe into yokuba mawuqale le program? Mhlawumbi sibathele ngale concept noba ivuselelwe yintoni na.
Okay, mandiphinde ndibuyisele khona kabaphulaphuli. I-concept ye-love in marriage, mandibuye nje umva kancinci. I'm a photographer, mina ndingu-photographer. I own Omagesh Photography. So into yomtshato nothando labantu abathanda nayo was born kwinto yokuthanda kwam ukufota kokuqala. I usually take pictures of couples, families, and I usually see abantu abathanda nayo kule nto yam iba ndifota. I see ordinary people, I see ordinary couples, I see simple marriages, abantu nje who are full of love. So I always capture those. So when I was doing those things, I wanted to capture uthando, and I wanted to show izinto ezingaveliyo on the outside. Ikwazi ke sokuphila kulo umtshato is always portrayed as a negative thing. Umtshato is always portrayed as into esifeyilayo. Because I see these couples ngabantu abanormal, ngabantu abasimple, I wanted to display and to show the world that there are people who are simple and living normal, that have marriages that are working. And I wanted to bring a hope to even a generation here to show that umtshato uyakwazi ukusebenza, and abantu aba not necessarily famous and who are out there and displaying their love, but they can be able to show the world that there's still hope in mtshatweni. And nokubuyisela naba banemitshato yophukileyo to see that imitshato iyakwazi uba kube nzima but kuphinde kulunge. To restore ithemba, I think, basically.
Sure.
Through what I do and through media. And yes, basically longer.
It's a beautiful concept, Makesh. I've said that so many times, even now when one hour phone in the trauma. Lo msebenzi ndinomdla kwi-selection process yakho ye-couples. Look, I've watched all the episodes and one of the difficult things was to, I mean, singabantu naturally you'll be more inclined to a couple ethile qombe ndibathandile aba, but it does not take away from story sabanye abantu, but abanye bawutsale umdla wakho kakhulu kunabanye. But what I'm also finding as a common thread is that, you know, abantu bayathandana, yes, that's the one thing, but also ngabazalwane xa bethethwa i language le ngabantu abakholwayo. Is that important for you? What is your selection process of these couples that you've brought to the first column?
You know, it's amazing because overall, okay, I select people who have booked shoots with Makesh Photography. So ngabantu who have first booked shoots with us, a couple shoots, family shoots, and anything. And then again, about what I'm currently doing now. So umuntu uye athi into bana they are interested or not interested in that. So it's amazing that into yomtshato indiye ndiyibona into bana ayiphingeki ngaphandle kukaThixo. Uyayibo? So umuntu uye athi ethetha nge-love journey yakhe, but kuye kufumanisa into bana it has been God. It is still God. Yeah, but it's not necessary to say I'm taking Christian couples, okay, I'm choosing abantu abasindisiwe your part. Umtshato is founded on God in the end. Ibona into bana naba bebekade bengakholwa bathe bokuthatha babona into bana abanokwazi ukuphila umtshato without God. So baye bamthatha uThixo bamfake emitshatweni yabo. That is why kuye kuphela kuvela uThixo emitshatweni yabo through the things that I'm doing.
Sure. And as someone who's got, you're privy to sort of the behind the scenes, a process you own, because when I was in scenes, I believe it's not as bonny or Tina, or ye uzbugele pa, gasem. What are some of the most fondest moments that you can think of? From India, you know, better get into bonanch. Some you decided not to sort of tau edit, to ifa, but it's beautiful moments as the captured. Or some nice memories that you can think of. Okanye mhlambi, is the indizenzo as the couples, ne? Is the behavior, or itanda, yabanga, come on, the couple in a take away and deal, but it's just a. You know, that is an expression of love, but they're not aware that they're doing these things.
I think it's also one of the things that I love about the shoot that I do.
Yeah,
because in the end, how these different couples, they gel together, and it's just beautiful. Enzani the move it but they just because they love and they love each other, they just gel together. So napana get those videos, it's the same. To see how couples bond and are just together, like Omni is unaware, not planning it, but he has them together because they love each other. So it makes it ithemba, man, but it's a con ithemba for our generation.
Oh yeah, no, beautiful. And what do you hope to achieve out of this? I mean, I think the purpose is clear, but lined it also to paint marriage in a beautiful picture. And I think part of the benefit of that is, you know, nabandona bezinto, nabandona bez couples, nezuzi hostayo, you know, they get to in one way or another see utata no mama in a sort of a loving light. What is the, sort of the long term plan for a love in marriage?
I think a short term vision and plan is that abantwana bethu that ithemba lomtshato liphinde libe restored, because I think I've seen into bana abantwana abaninzi, they have lost hope emtshatweni. Abanye they do not even want to get married, but I know that umtshato is the plan of God for for abantwana bethu and for ukukhulisa i-family structures. Umtshato is what God has planned for us. So ndiyafuna to restore that hope through the media that I'm doing, not only for people to see pictures, but to see the video or emotion what love is, and nalapha ke entertain abantu abadala xa beyicacisa ke uba what love is. But further than that, if there's an opportunity that presents itself, maybe to go beyond YouTube and maybe to go to TV, I may never know. I'm even open for stuff like that.
Okay, so and also, what's the frequency? Send buzzle and I'm king. It's any frequency you upload where programs on the as okay. But they as I mean, say born to upload because we get a notification. But just you know, for non pull up lekaya, see kobani nimshambi. Ogo kala thing longa kabu geli nenye and afneke yilengo. Come to me like a page. Uza if manage on YouTube, that's the first thing. And then and also nako Facebook. I believe you got a page. And then then what is the frequency of you uploading e programs for?
All right. On YouTube, we go by the name of Love in Marriage. Love in Marriage, we have a red profile picture symbolized with Tando. And we've got different couples. So that's how you will see it. Love in Marriage. And then also upload that way too. We have been uploading weekly and on a weekly basis, Monday or Friday, depending about when we did our photo shoot in the weekend. So it's usually Mondays or Fridays, but it has to be once a week. We are done with season one. We are busy shooting for season two. Oh, wow. That will be up in July. So, yes, we have taken that short 2 week break,
yeah.
But we are busy shooting behind the scenes during all season two. So, we've already have couples lined up for season two. It's going to be even great.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. The other thing I enjoyed was that you nilongezi the next lesson, Bonile. In the last couple, no, this one could, yeah, took quite longer, that, which was lovely. Let me ask you this time, the beggar on the spot, and a question. You don't have to answer it if it makes you uncomfortable,
right.
but I'll ask it anyway. Who's your favorite couple? Okay, let's say top three. In any particular order, just your top three that come to mind. And it does not mean, I'm putting a disclaimer on your behalf here, and it does not mean that I'm going to have a turned. But yeah, those that some cookie highlights Kubo for whatever reason, you don't even have to give a reason, but you may if you want to. But if I want to give a reason, but nobody, yeah, you may be a funny bag, but just any three that you can think of.
All right, okay. What I can firstly say is that all of the couples they bring unique vibe.
Oh yeah.
And I think one thing I was sharing with a friend is that I love that these couples bonke bane flair at different. Bonke. Obanye bafani bawithi, abanye ba serious, abanye ba chatter like raw and out there, and so ngizithanda zonke okwangoku. One of his favorites, a little too young, but one of his favorites according to the viewership.
You're being safe.
The viewership, yeah. One of his favorites was the Noko Oyos,
yeah,
and another favorite was the one, surprisingly, because it's long, I thought people are going to be the Gadgets. The Gadgets were one of the favorites of the band. People are still watching it even now. It was an hour long, but people are just watching it. But otherwise, the couples, as I said, they're all different. They bring different play of the couples. It shows that we are all unique and we are all different, and no one must be the same way.
True.
Yeah.
True. No, I agree with you, and I mean, thanks for that. I understand, but it's quite a tricky question to ask because, you know, there's a lot of things to take away. I mean, for someone who's when Tina Swabugele, you know, a TV, so to speak. Yes, when are you behind the camera, you're sitting with the people before you go action. You know, the stuff that you're seeing, the nuances that you're experiencing about the Nzayo. But I think, Tina, I guess this is you as Nala, it's an advantage of not being afraid to say, you know, it's Sitane Oba. And I must say, I think I said this to you. I mean, I don't know, did Tandele or Ndiazon Buzang as
my toads.
Yeah, I love them. I really enjoyed them. I enjoyed the Gadgets. And I think from a, you know, a loyal viewer myself, thank you for extending the time.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of insight. You know, that thing is not only for entertainment. But for you to watch a couple who's been married for 18 years and share some of amaxeshanzima in their life, you know, where they survived literally on PC Nyama, and they had to share that. But also where they experienced the sickness of a child and they had to make tough decisions. I mean, that was, it was a nice learning moment. As years in Dobomini, we don't have to experience them, but we can learn from other people's experiences. So I want to encourage the listeners and everyone mamelaying ngoku to please go and subscribe to YouTube, Love in Marriage, by Makesh Zaibonapa, and start from the first couple of Nokoyo, which is the last couple. We look forward to season two. So it day to take a by first week, is it the first or second week of July?
First week of July, first Monday of July, we'll be uploading the newest episode, newest couple. Any end that I want to mention about the channel, the couples, when they come to do the shoot, they don't know the questions in advance.
Oh.
You don't tell them in advance because you want to keep it genuine.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to just speak from the heart because it's their lives. We believe that umthato umya uphila ngohlobo lwakhe. We don't prepare them for the questions. So abanye baye bathe, no, just yourself.
Yeah.
So I think I like that of not knowing what to come, just speaking from the heart. So yes.
I'm interested, and I know the number one group and well, I am in this case. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I really enjoy that. Final question, and then we stop in a spot to me about this one to get details on how to sort of view and follow. Right. Here's the thing. It's not a. I don't know if it's a question. Say beka njani nani ne makesh. Jemba you know, ubukele as couples zonke ne, from the first one to the
right.
Zikoni it take away zako ne. You know, yeah. Let alone the funny stuff, or but some of your takeaways will come. Hey, you know, doing this thing, here's what I learned. You know, from a perspective yeah. point of view, Gomchad. Maybe that's a final, you know, parting question.
Alright. Isn't there any spoon delay on
your own takeaways? Yeah.
Yes. Alright. Because I'm also married. Yes, I've been married for some time. I think. As you say, for myself as well. And then we and just share again or that the Kaya and DPA, I think in the funde in the Chile Kwaba and the funde opinion is the lap in the Chile. Because I is in the offman's in the banner. Some of the things now and go, Kushala's when you know, Poma, Ail, because he's in the bottom of man. So, okay, Ossipendo. Baye bakhe bathatha ixesha kwakhe kwanzima khange kuvele kube lula. So it means that I need to be patient. I've learned also to be patient. Ndibone into yobana ixesha lingandiphandoni for myself ke ngoku nam nditshatile, as I said. So ndiye ndafunda nezo principles zinjalo from each couple ke indifundisa okanye bandifundisa soba let's take time, please enjoy soba yi-two nomyeni wam without the kids abanye yayibona. Only food is I enjoy till there is for me. I take home, I learn all of these things. So the end, I'm at the end.
1,818 views on the last episode. Hello, doing a 15 Katjun, and it's going. So well done to you, and congratulations on
so
this
much.
Beautiful work. Let's talk about quickly Magesh Photography. Abantu kamefuna wenzi bookings benzanjan ikoni page, and then also just redirect us to the YouTube channel.
All right, I've got a page on Facebook, Ipale Magesh Photography CTN, that means Cape Town. And we are still currently in Cape Town. We are still going to move all across the border. Hopefully, go to Voma.
Yeah.
But we are still going to move. We are found on Facebook, Nako Instagram as Magesh Photography, Nako Twitter as Magesh Photos. So, we are contacting a number. Can I share a number?
Yes, you may.
In number yam ye business it 079-7630-576 and Taipinda 079-7630-576. So in order to be featured on this love series, you have to have booked a shoot with my guest photography and then can we feature you.
Machita Pugishani and for a Makoskazen. Makeshoko Kabela, the Akulula Ngoku. A match that we call awkward. I have against the vows back to the
day.
You got choked and make sure you're defending.
But this is mama, I'm about to say about the babo about Lento. So, to figure I didn't surprise, but because the Baba and my daughter gave me about strong. But I think they just speak from the heart because they umchado umdi, so umdi means even though that they are grateful for umchado wabo, because when I ask them the question and over the years there's a lot of changes and there's a lot of things that they have learned in umchado wabo. So if they had to redo their vows, having passed all the things that they have passed through in the 18 years, what would they say to their partner now? And then they need to say it. I think then the heart just speaks from that.
Of course. No, thanks, man. Thanks so much. Just want to look forward to more of the episodes. First Monday, get July, Yapumi Love and Marriage Season 2. And please subscribe to the channel on YouTube. Magesh Photography,
thank
corner
so
of Facebook. Magesh Photography CTN. You can book your shoot there. Ubupogisha ke nespouse sakho. Ungasele uzithi Magesh, cast consideration, man, for mhlawumbe Season 2, one of the episodes, and mhlawumbe Season 3. But siyafuna sibe inxalenye yayo. And she will, of course, make that booking for you. Magesh, thanks so much for your time. And
thank you so much, Putin. I really like a cool. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, right, Magesh Kelo, Pumeza Gasasa, got a name for the Gomsebenzi. Oh, Mandy, or Shakespeare, you're over now with Doba, and we are shaking lots of funny moments or fun filled moments, while our Paconi life lessons. Quick couples are Shugene, ranging from 0 months, chatting some out to Snenyanga, Tina's chatile, Atomy's 18 years chatile, Banbonga Banda, Batigansua, Kum Chat, Batigansa, Lutando. Emtshatweni bamandi ke incoko abathi basincokola bebalisa indlela abadibana ngayo nendlela abathe balinatshasha ngayo uthando. Funny stories man from some other that hey ndangamboni mna lo sisi kanye athi lo sisi nangamcingi nomcingi lobhona nembona nje enkonzweni but ngekho nto ingathi kwinto enokwenzeka nendlela aproposa ngayo andiyikhumbuli nanamhlanje. Sihleke ezo nto ezo njengababukeli bale nkqubo imandi kangaka Love and Marriage phaya kuyoutube. Please go and subscribe to that page ubunomdla womtshato I'm sure this will be a nice motivator for you. Of course, I'm finding on Facebook, Gumagesh Photography, CTM, and you book yours. Kwazi mfondini yokufota pa yazi naba uzungena ngena mhlambe kuma Love and Marriage kum that single mna kodwa ke ndiyafuna ke ndiyofota amba pokishe photograph I photo shoot yakho nabantwana khuphe mfondini nomama nomakhulu ke kwanje ke photo right mithathe mizo shekele phambi kwensimbi yesine sathi ngoma kasitshaba uzathi yena ndiyamthanda uYesu kwa ndiyamthanda uJesu sicenda ke esisapha kwensimbi yesine xa sibuya yenza kuphathe le ndaba ngapha koko sijonge insimbi kanye mhlambe 20 past 4 ya apha sibe sincola khona nomfundisi pastor Apiwe kama kengelele kumapa kibanda in Liberation in Christ.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.